Good morning, Church. So my name is Rebecca. I am originally from Romania, as you know, and I'm in England for like 14 years, and I came to the Lord properly, full-heartedly, 2.5 years ago. So it's been a lovely journey.
And you've just recently graduated from somewhere, haven't you?
Yeah, I just finished year two Bible college, and I have decided that I'm going for the year three as well. I'm starting in September.
Praise the Lord. You don't have to put up with my blasphemy this morning. You've got someone with a bit of accreditation behind them, which is relaxing. Can I pray for you?
Yes.
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for Rebecca's heart, Father, her heart after your own. I just thank you for her. Thank you for the preparation that's gone into this morning. And we just pray that you'll hear your heart through hers this morning. Amen.
Thank you. Can I just put this a little bit this way?
This way?
Yeah, so I'll lose this. Yeah, that's it. Okay, so I'm a little bit nervous, so if I start shaking, it's not a seizure, okay? And so I'm very honored and privileged to speak to you today. I would like to talk about a subject that God has spoken to me in the last few years, but mostly this year, which I believe is the foundation of a great partnership with God, and that is trust. So the main verse that I'm going to speak about is Proverbs 3, 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. Submit to him, acknowledge him, seek his will in all you do. These are different translations. And he will direct your path. We know what trust is because Victor told us 2 weeks ago. So thank you for that. So the synonyms of trust is confidence, expectation, faith, hope. Why should we trust God? Because he is trustworthy. He knows all things. He knows you. He is faithful. He keeps his promises. He's shown us again and again in the scriptures that he is loving. He is compassionate. He is patient with us. He is kind, merciful. He is gracious. He is good. He is righteous. He is unchanging, he is just, all-powerful, sovereign God. Trusting God in all areas of our lives. We talk about this so often, and so many scriptures about trusting God. But how do we build that trust with him? First of all, it's getting to know God and his character and his nature. Having faith in his character, the promises and plan for our lives, even when we face difficult situations, or when we don't understand the what and the why, believing in his word, his ability and his strength. The Bible says that God always keeps his promises. In Numbers 23:19, it says, God is not man that he should lie. The emphasis is that God is trustworthy and faithful, and it highlights that God's nature is distinct from the human nature, and he doesn't possess the weaknesses and limitations that we human have to lie or change our minds. In Corinthians 2 Corinthians 1:20, it says, "For all the promises of God are yes and amen." Our trust in the Lord grows as we get to know him more and more intimately. Our whole purpose is to know God, to know him. In John 17:3, it says that this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. We need to develop a habit in trusting God at all times, in every area of our lives, involving him in every day, our decisions, making him our partner. And he longs for that relationship with us, because we are his children and his beloved, apple of his eyes, his masterpiece. We need to believe that he loves us. He is faithful to his words, that he has good plans for us, that he wants to heal us, he wants to bless us, he wants to supply all our needs. He wants to bring us freedom. We need to believe that he is a God of impossible. God of possible. And he is a way maker. He is a promise keeper. We need to accept his love for us and put him in the center. In Matthew 6:33, it says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." To trust God, we need to sit and listen to him, to build that relationship and be able to say, "I trust God with all my heart, whatever happens, whatever the circumstances." And not trusting God and leaning on our own understanding has consequences. For example, the Israelites in the wilderness, it caused them delay in entering the promised land. The other one is Peter. He trusted the Lord. He walked on water. But then he started looking around, started worrying. And then he looked at himself and he fell into the water. In John 15:5, Jesus says, "Apart from him, we can't do nothing." A few months back, I had a long day, a really difficult day. I had a lot of decisions to make. I had to deal with some problems, and it was just everything coming against me. And I started being anxious about the decisions I made, and it was just getting worse and worse. And at the end of the day, I just started speaking to God, and I said, "What was that all about? Like, why?" And, you know, the Holy Spirit just gently reminded me that I need to involve him in the decisions, but instead I was just rushing. You know, I thought that I can do better than God. And I felt so convicted. And I repented. I like the prodigal son who left the presence of God to do his own thing. But the good news is that our Father in heaven takes us back. We can learn from every situation. And I've learned that to trust God a bit more, involving him, and he wants to be involved. He's just waiting for us to ask for help. And leaning on our own understanding, it's when we think that we can do better than God. We rush things and we start negotiating with him. And I admit, I have done that plenty of times. How we can trust him more and stop leaning on our own understanding. A few practical ways. So spend time with God in the Word. Meditate on the Scriptures. We will start aligning our thoughts with his thoughts, renewing our minds and breaking bad habits, like rushing, believing lies that is not, they are not from God. The more you dive into his Word, the more he will reveal himself to you, his characters, his plans. God loves it when we take him at his word and just trust him. Being thankful and keep reminding his wondrous works that he has done in the past, that develops a strong relationship with our Father and an attitude of gratitude, which fills us with expectation that if he's done it in the past, he will do it again. In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says, "Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus." And Psalm 45, it says, "Lord, my God, you have done many amazing things. You have made great plans for us, too many to list. I could talk on and on about them because they are too many to count." This is the ERV version. Saturating your mind with scripture to that point that our thoughts are focused on Him only and the things above, as per Colossians 3:2. Declaring the word of God. In Job 22:28, it says, "You will also declare a thing, and it will be established for you." We need to speak truth and life over our lives, our families, our circumstances. For example, when I tried to stop smoking, I tried so many times. I managed for like 3 days, but I tried to do it in my own terms. And at one point, I was in a worship night and God spoke to me, "You know, you cannot do it on your own. You know, you should ask me. And my part is to make the decisions that I want to, and I will rely on Him. I will trust Him that He is able." And I got that Bible verse that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And when I made the decision, that was a Saturday, and on Monday, I was keep repeating that, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." And I am trusting in Him because He promised He will do it. And this was Monday. And by Wednesday, there was like no craving at all. It's like I never smoked before. And there was no coughing or cravings or whatnot. And praise God, you know, that is how God works. Developing an honest, heartfelt, consistent prayer life. God is longing for us to go to Him with everything. Tell Him everything what's happening to you. This intimate relationship with our Father becomes a partnership. For example, this year I needed a visa for South Africa, and the first time I got rejected because I didn't have the paperwork that I needed, not all of them. So I reapplied again, but it was very close to the time that I had to go. And I started hearing, you know, people saying, "Oh, maybe it's not God's will for you to do a mission trip in South Africa." But I rebuked that. And I said to God, I was like, "You know what? You are able to do the impossible, and I don't care what everybody else says, you will do it." And I needed one more paperwork, and this was the day that I could put in, apply for it. And they gave me until 12 o'clock to put everything in. If not, it's going to be rejected. They won't even look at it, my application. And comes 12 o'clock, I still haven't got the email that I needed, and I started to worry a little bit, but I was keep saying, like, "God, I trust you. I trust you. You will do it." And this lady I met at the counter, she said, "You know what? I give you one more chance. I will give you until 3 o'clock." And this was a favor from God, because I cannot explain it. They don't do, you know, these kind of things. You know, they have to, you know, law is law. And so it was 2:45 and still haven't got anything. And I started praying again. I said, "God, I trust you. I trust you. You know, I'm not looking on the circumstances. What happens if not?" And in a few minutes, I got the email. I emailed them. And I got the visa. And even with the visa, they said it's going to be taking a few weeks, like 3 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks. And it was very close to their departure time. And God did it again. And I got the visa in 3 days, which is very unusual. So praise God. The other practical way is that having regular fellowship with your spiritual church family is so important to encourage each other to use our spiritual gifts that God has given us to build each other up and helping each other and in a growing in our journey with God. How do we acknowledge Him in all our ways? We need to make a habit of acknowledging God in everything, in all our ways, by keeping His commandments, listening to His voice, communicating with Him. And it means that we need to admit that we need His help. We need to admit that He is with us and that He is our source. We need to make a decision that in all things we intentionally put Him first and make Him plan A always. For me, the opposite of trust is disobedience. I had a lot of difficulties trusting God with obeying what the Holy Spirit tells me, especially with sharing my faith. So I spoke to my Heavenly Father about this, and I had an honest conversation with Him, and I've asked for boldness, and I acknowledged Him that I cannot do it without Him. And I was so scared, but I got this Bible verse, if God is for us, who can be against us? And again, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I meditated on these scriptures, and I was declaring it, and my confidence of sharing God's the gospel, the good news, and sharing my testimonies or praying for others, for strangers, has been lifted. And I can tell you a short version of the testimony that I had when I was in this season. I was in a big shopping center in Worcester, and this lady who worked there started walking about, and she was keep saying, "Oh, I have such a backache." And I thought, maybe I'm hallucinating. Is it me who's hearing this, or is the Holy Spirit telling me? So, and the Holy Spirit just gently nudged me and said, "Go and pray for her. This is your time." And I said, "Whoa, this is, you know, this is a shopping center. There's a lot of people around me." But, you know, I put my trust in Him that I can rely on Him. Nothing can happen. What's the worst can happen? So I went to her. I asked her name. I asked, "Do you want me to pray for you back?" And she was so amazed. She said, "Yeah, of course." And when I started praying for her, I just got such a beautiful presence of God in between us in this moment that I, you know, surrendering, submitting to Him what He wants me to do, it comes with this. And this lady was so blessed, and I knew that I can trust God further. And we might have all plans, and we think that, you know, we can trust God with any plans, but it means that our plans need to be submitted first to God and wait on Him. And in Psalm 5:3, in Amplified Version, it says, "In the morning, O God, you will hear my voice. In the morning, I will prepare a prayer and a sacrifice for you, and watch and wait for you to speak to my heart." Sometimes things don't go as planned, and trusting God is saying, "Lord, you know me, and I trust you, whatever you have for me, because you love me, you know me better." And in Romans 8:28, it says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." The last part of the scripture, it says, the promises that He will direct your path. So how does God direct us? I don't have my rest of my test. My sorry. I knew it was too light. It's not all that. Don't worry. Okay, so how does God direct our path? It's through His Word. It says in Psalm, "You are the lamp to my feet." In my path, sorry. Yeah, that's the one. And through His Holy Spirit, as we spoke earlier, and of course through visions, dreams, through other people, or through common sense. So we'll start hearing God's voice, and we will have a beautiful partnership with Him. He will start giving your heart's desires, and we will know Him, His nature, His character, His will for our life, and it will become more natural to trust in Him fully. He will reveal His plan for us. We will know what to do. We will be able to discern more of what our path is and what His will is for our lives. And what are the results and benefits of trusting God? There is plenty. But as mentioned, guidance, direction, help from the Lord. We are saved. We are set on high. God will keep us. He will give us perfect peace. We will be like a tree planted by water. We'll be fruitful. We will not be afraid. He gives us joy, personal growth. He strengthens our faith, rest, cultivates patience, protection, deliverance, provision, blessings, brings favor, hope, and purpose in my life, brings comfort and, of course, health benefits. We will not have fear of bad news if we trust Him. As you see, we have so much to gain from trusting God, but God is not promising us an easy life. If anybody wants to grow, to move forward, to become more like Jesus, we will have to go through storms, trials, difficult situations. We might have grief, loss, circumstances, and seasons that we are uncertain, unsure, and full of doubt. But the greatest reward is we have God's presence in all of this, and His grace will bring us through. He will go before us. His mercy and goodness follows us. He gave us the ultimate gift, His one and only Son who died for us, resurrected the third day for us to have eternal life. I think that's a good reason to trust Him. And trusting is not an emotion. It's a daily decision to stand on God's word. It's believing and having the confidence that He has good plans for me. His ways are better than mine. His promises are yes and amen. And from this relationship of trust, He will reveal the path I need to take. And He will guide me every step of the way. I just want to invite you to surrender everything to Him. Give Him all, every lie you have believed about yourself, every doubt you have, fears and worries, anxiety, unbelief. He says in 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. Let's take a minute, maybe write it down, make a note, ask God to point you the areas that you don't trust Him fully. Do I trust Him with my career, my future, my marriage, my finances, my health, with my children, Do I trust God and his timing? Do I trust God that my healing will manifest? I recommend an exercise. I have tried it before, I think. To go out in nature, go on the field or maybe by the river, and pick a stone, or you can do it imaginary as well. Pick a stone, write it down, what is that area that you don't trust him, that you worry about, that you can't give it to him. And just ask God, speak to him, tell him, and I want to surrender it to you. You know better, you know what's going to happen, you know my circumstances, and ask for peace about it. And just throw it away, like casting it, you know, casting all your anxiety, like casting. And make sure it's not a boomerang kind of stone, okay? Dr. Stanley says, you can't worry and trust God in the same time. You either worry or you trust him. You have to make that decision. I've noticed that when anxiety starts to fill my heart and my day, when I start to worry and I get a little bit irritable, it's like a flashlight coming on my dashboard. You know, John was talking about it, about the emotionally healthy church, that it's a dashboard, and this flashlight is signalizing that my prayer life is not as good as it should be. It's becoming weaker, or I began spending less time in his presence and in this word. That's when anxiety is creeping again and again. So let me tell you something as a closing. He is aware of your struggles. He is waiting for you to approach him with all your heart and trust him. Let him love you with an unconditional love. Experience the peace that surpasses all understanding while you give it all to him. Amen. Thank you for listening.